OpNav Instruction 5100.19 Echo, Navy Safety and Occupational Health Program Manual for Forces Afloat. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter B10. 1. What do lead compounds act as when added to rosins, grease, or rubber? Antioxidants. 2. How many micrograms of airborne lead per cubic meter of air is the permissible exposure limit for an 8-hour time-weighted average? 50. 3. How many micrograms of airborne lead per cubic meter of air is the action level for an 8-hour time-weighted average? 30. 4. Biological monitoring and medical surveillance shall be initiated when an employee's exposure exceeds the action level for more than how many days per year? 30. 5. Who must evaluate all workplaces in which lead is used? Industrial hygienist. 6. How many basic principles are to be used when working with lead or materials that contain lead? 7. How often must surfaces be cleaned to prevent accumulation of lead dust where lead-containing materials are routinely melted, ground, or cut? Each shift. 8. Within how many days of receiving blood lead monitoring results must the command notify personnel in writing of their blood lead if their level is at or above how many micrograms per 100 gm? 30. 9. All records of examination, possible lead-related conditions, related laboratory results, and all forms of correspondence related to the person's medical history shall become a permanent part of the health record and be retained for the period of naval service plus 20 years, or how many years after the date of the last entry, whichever is longer. 40. 10. All personnel who are potentially exposed to lead at or above the action level and their supervisors shall receive initial training prior to such assignments and at least how often thereafter. Annually. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.